Anonymous asks, in response to question number 229, why does the Chabad believe the Rebbe is the Mashiach? Can the Mashiach come from one who already came and died? God bless you. I agree with the Rav that the Lubavitcher Rebbe can't be Mashiach, but the Lubavitchers claim, or at least it seems that most of them claim, that the Rebbe never died. What does the Rav say to this? How do you explain it? Since Adam Harishon, all human beings on this planet, perhaps except for Eliyahu HaNavi, have died, and that was the curse that was partly a corrective measure that was needed by all mankind, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe was part of mankind, and he died, was buried. He has a grave that they go and visit. Whatever esoteric ideas that one can say that even after death, for sure a person's soul lives on, but he is no longer alive in this world. I just saw recently Moshe Chaim Lutzato in his commentary on the Torah explains why Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu blessed the Jewish people before they died, because after they died their connection to them would be minimized, and they wanted to leave a blessing that would leave something over after their death. Now if Yaakov Avinu, whom the Talmud says that Yaakov Avinu did not die, but obviously it doesn't mean literally they didn't die, because he did die and his body was buried, except that the full idea of death didn't apply to him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who the Torah says that he died, clearly, those two great individuals died, and then most certainly Lubavitcher Rebbe was not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, also died as all great people die. If he would still have been married when he died, his wife would be permitted to get married, just as the wife of Eliyahu HaNavi was permitted to get married, because he no longer was alive physically in this world. And even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes back as a human being, but that's coming back, that's not being alive in the state where he is at this point. And therefore the Lubavitcher Rebbe is most certainly a mace. He's dead. You go to his kever, you become tameh. A kohen wouldn't be allowed to go and defile himself by the grave of Lubavitcher Rebbe. And any esoteric ideas that even after death a person still has a connection to this world through his soul, that applies to everyone, not only Lubavitcher Rebbe.